Jensen has been trying to get his retrial moved ever since the legislature passed the law that created the Government Accountability Board. Part of that law stated that when an elected official is charged with a crime related to their office, they're to be tried in their home county instead of the county where the alleged crime occurred. For Jensen, that would mean moving his retrial to a potentially friendlier jury in his home county of Waukesha instead of Dean County. But the 4th District Appeals Court agreed with the lower court's ruling that Jensen's reading of the new venue law was unreasonable. The appeals panel ruled that for Jensen's trial to happen in Waukesha, the investigation would have had to have been launched by the Government Accountability Board itself, and it would have had to have been launched after the new law took effect. Neither of those criteria applies to Jensen's case, since he was first charged with political misconduct back in 2002. Jensen's case didn't go to trial the first time until 2006, when a Dane County jury found him guilty of 3 felony counts for using his state office and employees to run political campaigns. Jensen appealed that decision and was granted a retrial because his criminal judge gave faulty jury instructions and restricted Jensen's testimony. This latest appeals court ruling is just the most recent step in the ongoing legal battle, but it probably won't be the last. Jensen is expected to appeal this decision to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.